HKX.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty well this morning. A few sprinkles, it looks like, right now. Road's kind of wet.
Been out yet.
40s down here.
33 here, so he's right at freezing.
Do they keep trying to rule out the snow and just changing it to sleet and ice?
Yep, they're trying.
Trying to take out the trees that Helene didn't, right?
2 inches of ice, that's what'll happen.
Break all the limbs off of the big oak trees.
Pretty around here, that's for sure.
I would go around on the side of the road and pick up a bunch of firewood. I saw they advertised to come to the Pisgah National Forest to get firewood, I guess, from all the downed trees.
Surprise me. They don't mind you coming and getting the ones that are down. My stepdad found out what happens when you cut one that's still standing, though.
Probably didn't go well.
I don't know what it was. I was still young. But he had to pay a pretty hefty fine for that.
What was it, like on the line?
Firewood permit, because you got to get a permit to get firewood, but you're supposed to be down trees, and I guess he didn't read it, and he cut down 2 standing trees, and they didn't like that.
Probably cancel your firewood permit after that, right?
I know we never went back in there and got firewood again, so I don't know. You cleared out yesterday. I hadn't talked to him in months.
I'm here. I guess he's going to be on special duty this weekend. And then, but yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while. How is he doing?
He's not running equipment anymore. They moved him into inspections.
Changed his work hours, right?
Not that, but he said he's having to take a lot of classes to bring his certifications back up to date.
Copy that. KN4 TFW. Did he got somebody surrounded in the Mickey D's parking lot?
A slow night. Having all this bad weather around here on some of these people that moved in here, this was not the right place for them.
It'd be nice. I know, yeah, they get a taste of all that, and then the power's out, and everything's shut down, and they ain't gonna go for it.
Some of them move out of here. Not what we thought it was gonna be. See ya.
It gets me is when they moved down here because they liked it when they visited, and then the first thing they try to do is change it.
Understood that one, but I'll never. I don't get them.
But this thing in the shop, the roof rack is trying to, I don't know, the trim is coming up for some reason.
The driving you've been doing.
Behind me.
You about it, so I know what you're doing.
Cool is I can't figure out what holds it down. It's like the plastic is warping up, and because I could see where it was, you know, sealed around it, but I don't see what the heck was holding it down.
Screws hidden in there somewhere.
Rear city just came flying by me.
That must have caused some more problems.
Get somebody before they get out of the city limits.
Headache this morning.
Not drank enough sweet tea or got enough caffeine last night.
Probably so. Probably didn't get enough sweetener. I'm too sour.
He didn't pull nobody. He just decided to swing into the 7-Eleven right there at Highway 80.
HKX, probably fresh coffee and donuts.
4TFW, you might be right.
Sent me a meme yesterday about cops chasing a Krispy Kreme truck and it wrecks and donuts go everywhere and all you see is cops just piling onto the donuts.
We'd know if that was true, right?
I asked him, I said, how many times have you done that?
Thing I can say, I'm not a huge donut fan.
I'll eat one every now and then, but I'd just assume not eat a Krispy Kreme donut at all. I don't care for them. I'd rather have just a regular old-fashioned donut.
On that one, that's my favorite of just plain cake donuts. I can eat a Krispy Kreme, but it's not my most favorite. Now, Susan, she can eat the whole box.
I don't know. Never have cared for them. I don't eat a lot of sweets anyway. I probably eat more of them as I've gotten older than I did when I was younger. So, not a huge sweets eater.
Yeah, the daughter's supposed to get a bunch of snow, like close to 20 inches. Son-in-law borrowed the work van. It's got a generator on it, but I bet that's going to be an issue. But he didn't get any extra fuel either, and then he runs it all the time.
People just don't get it, do they?
And what to do and that, but it ain't going to help you any. And that I told Susan, it's, you know, they were thinking about hooking it up to the heater. And it's like, yeah, that ain't going to happen. If it's on the back of the truck, work truck, and you're running power tools, it ain't going to have what you need to run the heater, and that's going to be 220, and you don't stand a chance hooking it up.
There's a Miller Bobcat welders up there / generators. It'll have 220 on it. So I don't know what he's got, but it's possible that it's got 220 on it.
Hulk stands a better chance hooking it up.
Smart guy, huh?
Say the black crayon is the brightest in the box compared to him. The tractor trailer come in here the other day, had them big super single tires on them. And the tires on a dragster didn't have nothing on those tires. Man, he got all the life out of them.
Yeah, a weigh station.
He's just running from up at Charlotte down into here and that, and there isn't a scale, you know what I mean, and that, but it's like, man, I was reading an article on them and they're saying that they're really, when they got tread on them, they're dangerous on the wet.
They're so wide that they can pick it up. That's much better with a narrow tire.
Article I read made out like they're real bad to hydroplane.
Talking about causing them to hydroplane because it's got more lift surface than a narrow tire does. Those wide tires do great in off-road use, like concrete trucks and things like that, dump trucks, but not necessarily over the road.
I hope they can deliver diesel fuel today and I don't have to go out after it.
It's going to be a while before they can deliver again.
The supply truck and the forklift propane truck came yesterday so that he figured he wasn't going to be able to come on Monday, his normal day. Getting on the interstate at the 66, and they just don't leave you no running room.
On ramps around here were meant for much lower speeds than 70 and 80 mile an hour.
There's somebody that thinks it's a good idea to park right on the end of the acceleration ramp to get on, and that, like, then you know, then you really can't get going and can't run off on the shoulder or nothing. Andrew Lately, KN4CFW.
I started getting back on here every morning.
This truck once in a while, but I hadn't heard him in a couple of weeks at least.
He may be either on his anniversary trip or birthday trip. I seen on Facebook one or the other here recently. So that's the only thing I've seen about him.
Dad, I knew they were launching a new car, so I know that takes up a lot of his time. Yeah, but I haven't heard David or Jude in here either.
Him either. Been a while. Hey, I'll shoot them a text message and harass them both, so, and see if we can't get them back on here.
They left the morning crew hanging.
Go ahead, one more time.
Just tell them they left the morning crew hanging with nobody to talk to. I bet, dude, he's really crunk up. He's going to get to use his generator.
I would send them a text message about.
Power won't go out.
Making sure they got them generators ready for action.
Come on here and tell me it failed. Tell them don't come on the radio, you know, and tell me that the generator didn't come on or something. I mean, out here at work, they already canceled. They closed the planet. Closing tonight at 7:30. Not opening until Monday morning, or they're supposed to text us on Sunday to let us know if we're opening on Monday, but I doubt it.
Is as much as they say we're going to get and as cold as it's going to be afterwards, I don't think they're going to be much of anything moving for a while.
Saying it down to like zero down here, KN4TFW.
Look, which has been a day or two on the temperature, we're looking at 6 degrees Monday morning.
Single digits also down there on Monday and Tuesday. It's not starting until afternoon on Saturday. That might give me a chance to run up to Hendersonville if they're going to be open.
Yeah, I'll probably be open, so I get what you can get.
People out here on the interstate this morning going slower than I am.
It's bad, kid.
Two tractor trailers side by side trying to pass each other, and neither one of them, I think they were only doing 62.
I was going to tell you, one of the neighbor ladies down here called me last night asking me about my opinion if they should stay or go somewhere. I said, if you got somewhere to go, would it be better off? I'd be going.
Dad, I know a guy, the shipping supervisor, they're going to his mother's house because she's got Alzheimer's, and that they didn't want to really disturb her routine, so they're just going to go over there to keep an eye on her. During Helene at his house, it took like 10 days to get power back on.
I think we were right at 2 weeks before we got power back.
It was like 10 hours, I think, maybe. Hopefully it'll be like that this time.
But I think there's going to be a lot of tree limbs come down. I just hope they don't come down on anything.
Yeah, a lot of broken pine trees have been over pine trees. And the oak tree's probably just going to drop some big branches.
Yeah, but those big branches can do a lot of damage, too.
Son lives down there in Pelzer. I told him, I said, don't park under any trees, because where they park, there's some oak trees and that. And I told him, I said, you park out in the grass, you know, away from them trees.
Yeah, option. How do you look?
One tree left and that, and it was I had a pair of Leland cypresses, and the storm leaned the one all the way over into the other, so I cut it down. And so this got the one left, but it because it was next to the other one, you know, that it doesn't have many branches on one side, so if it gets heavy, it might take it out, but fortunately, it'll be away from the fence. KN4 TFW.
text, getting my gas can so I can stop and get me some gas this morning. In case one of the little generators needs to run.
Yeah, you said yesterday stops there at the Sphinx on Wade Hampton because they got that non-ethanol and they got me 10 gallons of non-ethanol. That gives me a total of 15 gallons. But then I'm going to run that generator on propane. I hate to put gas in it because then it just always makes it hard to start after that.
A little generator runs on propane. And then I got two small ones that run on gas. So I'm just getting 5 gallons of gas just in case.
Blame you there. Reckon the water company, they probably have backup power for their pumps, wouldn't you think?
You're going to need it with that tower right there close to you. You'll have water pressure for a long time.
Right about that. I'm going to need to leave it drip if it gets that cold, especially if the power's on.
Yeah, about that. She said, how are you going to keep the water from freezing when the power's off? I said, running a generator.
Didn't work today, you all.
Seeing.
And I'm turning on the road to the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3. You guys be safe this weekend. And I'll try to catch up with you Monday if we're working, but that's doubtful. So you guys be safe. KN4TFW, 7-3.
Be safe this weekend. If there's anything we can do, reach out. I'll be monitoring the 610 KO4HGX.